Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, October 27, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A ministry escapes damage from natural disasters in Japan. Bible teachers breathe hope in Congo despite rumbles of war. And adults earn the right to be heard as teens come to Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Japan, where more than 100 people have died in natural disasters over the past week. The country's reeling from a record 10 typhoons hitting the country this year. However, Evangelical Baptist Missions' Phil Melton says their ministry's escaped the worst from the recent trouble.
As far as specifically the damage from the typhoon and the flooding is concerned, this you could pray for the recovery of those who are in our church membership who have suffered from flooding and financial difficulties.
Melton says, in spite of the successive hits the country's experienced, their three sister churches and Christian camp ministry continue to run. As far as future plans, he says,
we have plans for establishing sister churches in the area, and the best pray for us would be that we would be able to minister within the context of the culture to reach people with the message of the gospel, establish contact, develop relationships.
Meanwhile, in Uganda, over the last 15 years, more than 20,000 children have been abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army and forced to be soldiers, sex slaves, and weapons porters. A new report by World Vision highlights the need for cooperation on all levels. World Vision is trying to help in Jesus' name with trauma counseling, health care, education, and vocational training, but they can only do so much. International help is needed as thousands continue to suffer. You're listening to Mission Network News. Foreign ministers of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Rwanda met recently to talk about peace in the region, even as a humanitarian disaster mounts along the borders. The area remains unstable despite a signed peace accord 18 months ago. The fighting claimed well over 2 million lives and left the infrastructure in ruins. Yet because of the aftermath of war, there's an increasing interest to meet the growing spiritual needs. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton.
City of Kindu, we had almost 80 young men apply for the theological education, our college that we have there, and 48 have been accepted, and we have about another 200 into the three-year college pedagogy school that we have.
Since the work began, Vinton says more than 400 churches have been planted in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
This has really opened up a tremendous outreach to the students in the universities, but also giving us an opportunity to prepare these men to serve the Lord in the church as well as serving their country.
Next, teens in the United States are facing depression, anger, sexual pressure, and many are facing it without God. For more than 60 years, Young Life's been doing something about it, using the principle they call contact work. Young Life's Ken Tankersley.
Contact work is basically one of the foundations of the ministry for the last 60 years or so, and it's simply earning the right to be heard from kids, going to where they are. We're sort of in the business of reframing the connotation of what kids view Christians as, their view of Jesus Christ, of God, of Christianity.
Tankersley tells us a large number of teens are coming to Christ, and they're active.
That's one of the great things about a relationship-based type of ministry, is the desire to share their faith with others is inherent there, because that's exactly what happened to them.
In a time when volunteerism is low, many are needed to help reach over a million teens a year. And finally, Missionary Radio is finding its way deeper into the heart of one state in the United States. KAGV will be on the air by early December, serving the Houston-Big Lake area of Alaska's Farm Belt. KAGV will reach a potential listening audience of about 400,000 people. That includes residents of Anchorage and the largest concentration of Native Alaskans in the state. KAGV joins sister stations KIAM in Nanana and KYKD in Bethel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.